The Five Choices, The Path to Extraordinary Productivity. By Corey Kogan, Adam Merrill, and Lena Rinne. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Five Choices, The Path to Extraordinary Productivity is a book written by Corey Kogan, Adam Merrill, and Lena Rinne. The book is based on the Franklin Covey Time Matrix, which is a tool used to help people manage their time and become more productive. The book provides readers with five choices that can help them become more productive and achieve their goals. The five choices are: focus on the important, act on the important, schedule the important, quick start the important, and fuel the important. The book begins by discussing the importance of time management and how it can help people become more productive. It then explains the time matrix and how it can be used to prioritize tasks and manage time. The authors then discuss the five choices and how they can be used to become more productive. They explain how focusing on the important tasks, acting on the important tasks, scheduling the important tasks, quick starting the important tasks, and fueling the important tasks can help people become more productive. The authors then provide readers with tips and strategies for implementing the five choices. They discuss how to identify the important tasks, how to prioritize tasks, how to create a schedule, how to stay motivated, and how to stay focused. They also provide readers with examples of how to use the five choices in different situations. The book concludes by discussing how to measure progress and how to stay on track. The authors provide readers with a checklist to help them stay on track and measure their progress. They also provide readers with a list of resources to help them become more productive. The Five Choices, The Path to Extraordinary Productivity is a book that provides readers with five choices that can help them become more productive and achieve their goals. The book provides readers with tips and strategies for implementing the five choices and provides readers with a checklist to help them stay on track and measure their progress. The book is a great resource for anyone looking to become more productive and achieve their goals. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Make time for the most important tasks. Prioritizing your tasks and focusing on the most important ones will help you become more productive and achieve extraordinary results. Main idea number two. Act on the important. Taking action on the important tasks is essential to achieving extraordinary productivity. This means taking the time to plan and execute the tasks that will have the most impact. Main idea number three. Schedule the big rocks. Scheduling the big tasks first will help you stay focused and ensure that you are making progress on the most important tasks. Main idea number four. Rule your technology. Technology can be a great tool for productivity, but it can also be a distraction. Taking control of your technology and using it to your advantage will help you stay focused and productive. Main idea number five. Fuel your fire. Taking care of yourself is essential for productivity. Eating well, exercising, and getting enough sleep will help you stay energized and focused. Main idea number six. Make every minute count. Making the most of every minute is essential for productivity. This means being mindful of how you are spending your time and making sure that you are using it wisely. Main idea number seven. Create margin. Creating margin in your life will help you stay focused and productive. This means taking time to rest and recharge so that you can be more productive when you are working. Main idea number eight. Find your focus. Finding your focus is essential for productivity. This means taking the time to identify what is most important to you and focusing on those tasks. Main idea number nine. Make trade-offs. Making trade-offs is essential for productivity. This means being willing to let go of some tasks in order to focus on the most important ones. Main idea number 10. Leverage your team. Leveraging your team is essential for productivity. This means delegating tasks to others and taking advantage of their skills and expertise. Main idea number 11. Make meetings matter. Making meetings matter is essential for productivity. This means taking the time to plan and prepare for meetings so that they are productive and effective. Main idea number 12. Master your mindset. Mastering your mindset is essential for productivity. This means taking the time to identify and address any mental blocks that may be preventing you from achieving your goals. Main idea number 13. Design your day. Designing your day is essential for productivity. This means taking the time to plan out your day and make sure that you are focusing on the most important tasks. Main idea number 14. Manage your energy. Managing your energy is essential for productivity. This means taking the time to identify and address any energy drains that may be preventing you from achieving your goals. Main idea number 15. Develop your influence. Developing your influence is essential for productivity. This means taking the time to build relationships and create a network of people who can help you achieve your goals. Main idea number 16. Defend your time. Defending your time is essential for productivity. This means taking the time to identify and address any time wasters that may be preventing you from achieving your goals. Main idea number 17. Choose your attitude. Choosing your attitude is essential for productivity. This means taking the time to identify and address any negative thoughts or beliefs that may be preventing you from achieving your goals. Main idea number 18. Live your purpose. Living your purpose is essential for productivity. This means taking the time to identify and pursue your passions and goals in life. Main idea number 19. Find your flow. Finding your flow is essential for productivity. This means taking the time to identify and address any distractions that may be preventing you from achieving your goals. Main idea number 20. Practice productivity. Practicing productivity is essential for productivity. This means taking the time to identify and implement strategies that will help you become more productive and achieve extraordinary results. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Making time for the most important tasks is essential for achieving extraordinary results. Prioritizing your tasks and focusing on the most important ones will help you become more productive and efficient. It is important to identify the tasks that are most important and focus on completing them first. This will help you to stay organized and on track with your goals. Additionally, it will help you to avoid procrastination and stay motivated. When prioritizing tasks, it is important to consider the impact that each task will have on your overall goals. This will help you to determine which tasks are most important and should be completed first. Additionally, it is important to consider the amount of time that each task will take to complete. This will help you to plan your day and ensure that you are able to complete the most important tasks in the allotted time. Finally, it is important to make sure that you are taking regular breaks throughout the day. Taking breaks will help you to stay focused and motivated. Additionally, it will help you to avoid burnout and ensure that you are able to complete the most important tasks in a timely manner. Main idea number 2. Acting on the important tasks is a key factor in achieving extraordinary productivity. It requires taking the time to plan and prioritize the tasks that will have the most impact. This means focusing on the tasks that will move the needle the most and not getting distracted by the smaller tasks that may not have as much of an impact. It also means taking the time to break down the tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks and setting realistic deadlines for each task. This will help ensure that the important tasks are completed in a timely manner and that the goals are achieved. Finally, it is important to stay motivated and focused on the task at hand, as this will help ensure that the task is completed in a timely and efficient manner. Main idea number 3. The idea of scheduling the big rocks is a simple but effective way to prioritize tasks and ensure that you are making progress on the most important tasks. The idea is to start with the biggest and most important tasks first, and then work your way down to the smaller tasks. This will help you stay focused and ensure that you are making progress on the most important tasks. It also helps to ensure that you are not wasting time on tasks that are not as important. By scheduling the big rocks first, you can ensure that you are making the most of your time and that you are getting the most important tasks done first. The idea of scheduling the big rocks is a great way to stay organized and ensure that you are making progress on the most important tasks. It can help you stay focused and ensure that you are not wasting time on tasks that are not as important. By scheduling the big rocks first, you can ensure that you are making the most of your time and that you are getting the most important tasks done first. This will help you stay organized and ensure that you are making progress on the most important tasks. Main idea number 4. Rule your technology is an important concept to understand when it comes to productivity. Technology can be a great asset, but it can also be a major distraction. Taking control of your technology and using it to your advantage is key to staying focused and productive. This means setting boundaries for yourself and your technology. For example, you can set a specific time each day to check emails or limit the amount of time you spend on social media. You can also use technology to help you stay organized and on track with your goals. For example, you can use a task management app to keep track of your to-do list, or use a calendar app to schedule important tasks. By taking control of your technology and using it to your advantage, you can maximize your productivity and achieve your goals. Main idea number 5. Fuel your fire. Taking care of yourself is essential for productivity. Eating well, exercising, and getting enough sleep are all important components of self-care that will help you stay energized and focused. Eating a balanced diet with plenty of fruits and vegetables will provide your body with the nutrients it needs to stay healthy and energized. Regular exercise will help you stay physically fit and mentally alert. Getting enough sleep is also important for maintaining your energy levels and concentration. Taking the time to take care of yourself will help you stay productive and focused on your goals. In addition to eating well, exercising, and getting enough sleep, it is important to take breaks throughout the day. Taking a few minutes to step away from your work and do something that you enjoy can help you stay energized and motivated. Taking a walk, listening to music, or reading a book can help you relax and recharge. Taking care of yourself is essential for productivity, and taking the time to do something that you enjoy can help you stay focused and productive. Main idea number 6. Making every minute count is an important concept for anyone looking to increase their productivity. It means being aware of how you are spending your time and making sure that you are using it in the most effective way possible. This could mean setting aside specific times for certain tasks, such as checking emails or making phone calls, and then using the rest of the time for more important tasks. It could also mean taking regular breaks throughout the day to ensure that you are staying focused and productive. Additionally, it could mean setting goals and deadlines for yourself to ensure that you are staying on track and making the most of your time. In order to make every minute count, it is important to be organized and plan ahead. This could mean creating a daily or weekly schedule that outlines what tasks need to be completed and when. It could also mean setting reminders for yourself to ensure that you are staying on track. Additionally, it could mean delegating tasks to others when possible to free up more time for yourself. By taking the time to plan ahead and be organized, you can ensure that you are making the most of every minute. Making every minute count is an important concept for anyone looking to increase their productivity. By being mindful of how you are spending your time and taking the time to plan ahead, you can ensure that you are making the most of every minute and achieving your goals. Main idea number 7. Creating margin in your life is an important step to staying focused and productive. It means taking the time to rest and recharge, so that when you are working, you can be more productive. This can be done in a variety of ways, such as taking breaks throughout the day, setting aside time for leisure activities, and making sure to get enough sleep. Taking the time to rest and recharge will help you stay focused and productive, and will help you make the most of your time. Creating margin in your life also means setting boundaries and limits. This means setting limits on how much time you spend on certain activities, and making sure that you are not overworking yourself. It also means setting boundaries with others, so that you can make sure that you are not taking on too much. Setting boundaries and limits will help you stay focused and productive, and will help you make the most of your time. Creating margin in your life is an important step to staying focused and productive. It means taking the time to rest and recharge, setting boundaries and limits, and making sure that you are not overworking yourself. Taking the time to rest and recharge, setting boundaries and limits, and making sure that you are not overworking yourself will help you stay focused and productive, and will help you make the most of your time. Main idea number 8. Finding your focus is essential for productivity. It means taking the time to identify what is most important to you and focusing on those tasks. This can be difficult, as it requires you to prioritize and make decisions about how to spend your time. It also requires you to be honest with yourself about what is truly important and what is not. Once you have identified your focus, it is important to stick to it. This means avoiding distractions and staying on task. It also means setting boundaries and saying no to things that don't align with your focus. By doing this, you can ensure that you are using your time and energy in the most effective way possible. The 5 Choices: The Path to Extraordinary Productivity by Corey Kogan, Adam Merrill, and Lena Rinette provides a framework for finding your focus. It outlines 5 choices that can help you identify and prioritize your goals. These choices include: act on the important, don't react to the urgent, go for extraordinary, schedule the big rocks, and rule your technology. By following these choices, you can create a plan for achieving your goals and staying focused on what is most important to you. Main idea number 9. Making trade-offs is an important part of productivity. It means that you have to be willing to prioritize certain tasks over others, and to let go of some tasks in order to focus on the most important ones. This can be difficult, as it requires you to make difficult decisions and to be comfortable with the idea of not doing everything. However, it is essential for productivity, as it allows you to focus on the tasks that will have the most impact and to ensure that you are not wasting time on tasks that are not as important. Making trade-offs also requires you to be flexible and to be willing to adjust your plans as needed. This means that you have to be willing to change your priorities as needed, and to be open to new ideas and approaches. It also means that you have to be willing to take risks and to try new things, as this can often lead to unexpected results. Finally, it means that you have to be willing to accept failure, as this is often part of the process of learning and growing. Making trade-offs is an essential part of productivity, and it requires you to be willing to make difficult decisions and to be flexible in your approach. By doing so, you can ensure that you are focusing on the tasks that will have the most impact, and that you are not wasting time on tasks that are not as important. Main idea number 10. Leveraging your team is an important part of achieving extraordinary productivity. It involves delegating tasks to others and taking advantage of their skills and expertise. By doing this, you can ensure that tasks are completed efficiently and effectively. It also allows you to focus on the tasks that you are best suited for, while allowing others to do the same. This can help to create a more productive and successful team. When delegating tasks, it is important to ensure that everyone is clear on their roles and responsibilities. This will help to ensure that tasks are completed in a timely manner and that everyone is working towards the same goal. It is also important to provide feedback and support to team members to ensure that they are able to complete their tasks to the best of their ability. This will help to create a positive and productive working environment. Leveraging your team is an important part of achieving extraordinary productivity. By delegating tasks and taking advantage of the skills and expertise of your team, you can ensure that tasks are completed efficiently and effectively. This will help to create a more productive and successful team. Main idea number 11. Making meetings matter is essential for productivity. This means taking the time to plan and prepare for meetings so that they are productive and effective. This includes setting clear objectives for the meeting, creating an agenda, and ensuring that all participants are prepared and have the necessary materials. It also means taking the time to review the agenda and objectives before the meeting, and to ensure that the meeting is focused and on track. Additionally, it is important to ensure that all participants are actively engaged in the discussion, and that the meeting is kept on time. Finally, it is important to follow up after the meeting to ensure that any action items are completed and that the objectives of the meeting have been met. Making meetings matter also means creating an environment that is conducive to productive conversations. This includes setting up the meeting space in a way that encourages collaboration and open dialogue. It also means creating an atmosphere of respect and trust, and ensuring that everyone is heard and that their opinions are valued. Additionally, it is important to ensure that the meeting is structured in a way that allows for productive conversations and that all participants are given the opportunity to contribute. Finally, making meetings matter means taking the time to review the outcomes of the meeting and to ensure that the objectives have been met. This includes taking the time to review any action items that were discussed and to ensure that they are completed. Additionally, it is important to review any decisions that were made and to ensure that they are implemented. By taking the time to review the outcomes of the meeting, it is possible to ensure that the meeting was productive and effective. Main idea number 12. Mastering your mindset is essential for productivity. This means taking the time to identify and address any mental blocks that may be preventing you from achieving your goals. It is important to recognize that these mental blocks can come in many forms, such as negative self-talk, fear of failure, and lack of motivation. Once these mental blocks are identified, it is important to take the necessary steps to overcome them. This could include developing a positive attitude, setting realistic goals, and creating a plan of action to reach those goals. Additionally, it is important to practice self-care and take time to relax and recharge. By taking the time to master your mindset, you can create a more productive and successful environment for yourself. Main idea number 13. Designing your day is an important step in achieving extraordinary productivity. It involves taking the time to plan out your day and prioritize the tasks that are most important. This means setting aside time for the activities that will help you reach your goals and objectives, and avoiding distractions that can take away from your productivity. It also means taking the time to reflect on what you have accomplished and what you still need to do. By taking the time to design your day, you can ensure that you are making the most of your time and energy. When designing your day, it is important to consider the tasks that are most important and the ones that can wait. This will help you to focus on the tasks that are most important and ensure that you are making progress towards your goals. It is also important to consider how much time you have available and how you can best use it. This will help you to make the most of your time and ensure that you are getting the most out of your day. Designing your day is an important step in achieving extraordinary productivity. It requires taking the time to plan out your day and prioritize the tasks that are most important. By taking the time to design your day, you can ensure that you are making the most of your time and energy and that you are making progress towards your goals. Main idea number 14. Managing your energy is essential for productivity. This means taking the time to identify and address any energy drains that may be preventing you from achieving your goals. It is important to recognize when you are feeling drained and take steps to restore your energy. This could include taking a break, getting enough sleep, eating healthy meals, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. Additionally, it is important to be mindful of how you are spending your time and energy. Prioritizing tasks and delegating when possible can help you to focus your energy on the most important tasks. Finally, it is important to recognize when you are feeling overwhelmed and take steps to reduce stress and manage your workload. Main idea number 15. Developing your influence is an important part of productivity. It involves taking the time to build relationships and create a network of people who can help you reach your goals. This means actively engaging with people, listening to their ideas, and understanding their perspectives. It also means being open to new ideas and being willing to collaborate with others. By doing this, you can create a strong network of people who can help you achieve your goals and increase your productivity. Developing your influence also involves being a leader. This means taking initiative and being willing to take risks. It also means being able to motivate and inspire others to work towards a common goal. By being a leader, you can create a positive environment that encourages collaboration and productivity. Additionally, you can use your influence to help others reach their goals and create a more productive workplace. Developing your influence is an important part of productivity. It requires taking the time to build relationships and create a network of people who can help you reach your goals. By doing this, you can create a strong network of people who can help you achieve your goals and increase your productivity. Additionally, by being a leader and taking initiative, you can create a positive environment that encourages collaboration and productivity. Main idea number 16. Defending your time is an important part of achieving your goals and becoming more productive. It involves taking the time to identify and address any time wasters that may be preventing you from reaching your goals. This could include anything from procrastination to multitasking to distractions from technology. By taking the time to identify and address these time wasters, you can free up more time to focus on the tasks that are most important to you. In The 5 Choices, The Path to Extraordinary Productivity, Corey Kogan, Adam Merrill, and Lena Rinne provide strategies for defending your time. They suggest that you start by taking an inventory of how you spend your time and then identify any time wasters that you can eliminate. They also suggest that you create a plan for how you will use your time more effectively and set boundaries to protect your time. Finally, they suggest that you practice self-discipline and focus on the tasks that are most important to you. By taking the time to defend your time, you can become more productive and achieve your goals. It is important to take the time to identify and address any time wasters that may be preventing you from reaching your goals. By following the strategies outlined in The 5 Choices, The Path to Extraordinary Productivity, you can free up more time to focus on the tasks that are most important to you. Main idea number 17. Choosing your attitude is an important part of achieving productivity. It means taking the time to identify and address any negative thoughts or beliefs that may be preventing you from reaching your goals. It is important to recognize that your attitude is something that you can control and that it can have a significant impact on your productivity. By taking the time to identify and address any negative thoughts or beliefs, you can create a more positive attitude that will help you to be more productive. Having a positive attitude can help you to stay motivated and focused on your goals. It can also help you to stay resilient in the face of challenges and setbacks. When you choose to have a positive attitude, you are more likely to take action and make progress towards your goals. Additionally, having a positive attitude can help you to stay optimistic and to see the potential in any situation. Choosing your attitude is an important part of achieving productivity. It is important to recognize that your attitude is something that you can control and that it can have a significant impact on your productivity. By taking the time to identify and address any negative thoughts or beliefs, you can create a more positive attitude that will help you to be more productive. Main idea number 18. Living your purpose is essential for productivity. It means taking the time to identify and pursue your passions and goals in life. This can be done by reflecting on what you value most and what you want to achieve in life. Once you have identified your purpose, you can begin to take action to make it a reality. This could involve setting goals, creating a plan of action, and taking steps to make progress towards your goals. It is important to remember that your purpose is unique to you and should be something that you are passionate about. When you are living your purpose, you will be more motivated and productive, as you will be working towards something that is meaningful to you. Living your purpose can also help you to stay focused and organized. When you have a clear purpose in mind, it is easier to prioritize tasks and stay on track. You will be able to identify what is important and what is not, and this will help you to stay productive and efficient. Additionally, living your purpose can help to reduce stress and anxiety, as you will be working towards something that is meaningful to you. This can help to improve your overall well-being and productivity. Living your purpose is an important part of achieving extraordinary productivity. It is essential to take the time to identify and pursue your passions and goals in life. When you are living your purpose, you will be more motivated and productive, and you will be able to stay focused and organized. Additionally, It can help to reduce stress and anxiety, which can help to improve your overall well-being and productivity. Main idea number 19. Finding your flow is essential for productivity. It is the process of identifying and addressing any distractions that may be preventing you from achieving your goals. This could include anything from physical distractions such as noise or clutter, to mental distractions such as worrying about the future or ruminating on the past. By taking the time to identify and address these distractions, you can create an environment that is conducive to productivity and focus. The 5 Choices: The Path to Extraordinary Productivity by Corey Kogan, Adam Merrill, and Lena Rinette provides a comprehensive guide to finding your flow. It outlines 5 key choices that can help you create an environment that is conducive to productivity and focus. These choices include making time for yourself, setting boundaries, focusing on the present, taking action, and creating a plan. By following these 5 choices, you can create an environment that allows you to focus on the task at hand and achieve your goals. Finding your flow is an essential part of productivity. By taking the time to identify and address any distractions that may be preventing you from achieving your goals, you can create an environment that is conducive to productivity and focus. The 5 Choices: The Path to Extraordinary Productivity by Corey Kogan, Adam Merrill, and Lena Rinette provides a comprehensive guide to finding your flow and outlines 5 key choices that can help you create an environment that is conducive to productivity and focus. Main idea number 20. Practicing productivity is essential for achieving extraordinary results. This means taking the time to identify and implement strategies that will help you become more productive. The 5 Choices: The Path to Extraordinary Productivity by Corey Kogan, Adam Merrill, and Lena Rinette provides a comprehensive guide to doing just that. It outlines 5 key choices that can help you become more productive: focus on the important, act on the important, schedule the important, quickly respond to the urgent, and fuel your fire. The book provides practical advice on how to make these choices a part of your daily routine. It also offers tips on how to stay motivated and focused, how to manage distractions, and how to prioritize tasks. By following the advice in this book, you can learn how to make the most of your time and become more productive. Practicing productivity is an ongoing process. It requires dedication and commitment to make it a part of your daily routine. But with the right strategies and tools, you can become more productive and achieve extraordinary results. The 5 Choices: The Path to Extraordinary Productivity is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to become more productive and achieve their goals. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.